you know you're in love when you realize that you are happiest with one person and they become a total focus of your life, and then before long you realize that you yourself, though you're very independent, don't even feel like a whole person without that other person.
Wait, can you describe a bit what your husband's like?
Oh, he is a one who help other people and give back to the world all the blessings that we've been given, hopefully, and make their lives a little bit.
Well, they're very happy. And I don't know. Comment vous savez que quand les gens sont amoureux?
Quoi?
Les gens ils sont grâces?
Bien sûr.
Les gens ils sont amoureux?
But for the kiss, it's when the kiss. My husband is a computer engineer in Databus. I met him in Paris, but as soon as I met him, he left for Japan for his job, for his first job. But I stayed here in Paris, and then he came back 1 year later. So and then we got married. he's very.
Il est trop collé à l'ordinateur.
He has a very kind temper, but he's always a little bit stressed, and he is very passionate about his job. That means computer, the database. He spends a lot of time in front of his company, and otherwise he takes care of the kids a lot, and he adores his kids.
When they're very happy, and I don't know. Comment vous savez que quand les gens sont amoureux?
Quoi?
Les gens ils sont grâces?
Bien sûr.
Les gens ils sont amoureux?
For the kiss, it's when the kiss. My husband is a computer engineer in Databus. I met him in Paris, but as soon as I met him, he left for Japan for his job, for his first job. But I stayed here in Paris. And then he came back 1 year later, so and then we got married. he's very.
Il est trop collé à l'ordinateur.
He has a very kind temper, but he's always a little bit stressed. And he is very passionate about his job. That means computer, the database. He spends a lot of time in front of his company. And otherwise he takes care of the kids a lot. And he adores his kids.
When they're very happy. And I don't know. Comment vous savez que quand les gens sont amoureux?
Quoi?
Les gens ils sont grâces?
Bien sûr.
Les gens ils sont amoureux?
But for the kiss, it's when the kiss. My husband is a computer engineer in Databus. I met him in Paris, but as soon as I met him, he left for Japan for his job, for his first job. But I stayed here in Paris, and then he came back 1 year later. So and then we got married. he's very.
Il est trop collé à l'ordinateur.
He has a very kind temper, but he's always a little bit stressed, and he is very passionate about his job. That means computer, the database. He spends a lot of time in front of his company, and otherwise he takes care of the kids a lot, and he adores his kids.
And have you ever been in love?
Of course.
Okay. And how does a person know when they're in love?
I suppose your heart warms up.
Your heart
warms up.
The only person I think I've ever been in love with is my wife. And when we got together, it was having known each other for 2 years anyway, as friends. We'd been on holiday with a group of friends anyway, and I suddenly realised that I just thought she was... Well, we always used to chat for ages and ages and ages, got on really well. And I think that, you know, falling in love with someone is as much as anything finding the perfect friend, your best friend. She's best friends, and, you know, I can talk to her for ages, and I don't like not being with her. I think that's really what I consider love to be, the person that you just want to be with all the time. I think films can make love look like something completely different, and books, and this, that, and the other. Depends who you are, I suppose. I don't think you can say... I think everyone's interpretation of love is different. I think some people fall in love in different ways to others, because some people have got different types of mind to others. I'm a accountant, I'm a mathematical minded person, I'm very, you know, rational thinking and stuff. And I think that if I analyse that love down, I'm not like one of the, you know, I'm not an arty type person who would go into sort of enthusiasms over, you know, love is this and love is that. I just say that it's just being with the person who you feel most comfortable with and want to be with. She's very like me. We get on, we find the same things funny. We like the same kind of films, we read the same sort of books. She only decided to be a teacher about a year ago. She was just working PR or something in London, realised it was boring. Not what she... So she went off and did a teacher training course for a year, and recently has started teaching in a school out here. I don't know, how do I describe her? She's blonde, she's taller than me. She's a beautiful girl, I suppose. I think I'm fairly typical as compared to English people.
Well, it's all a bit about naivety, really. You just meet someone and you think he's the one, like, well, a bit one, but you just think at that point, so you kind of convinced yourself in your head, so you just go along, you know.
Can you describe a bit what your husband's
like? He does, yeah. He's from Ireland, so, and he's an accountant, quite boring. But we're quite different. He's more of a country person and I'm more of a city person, so I think that was the attraction. What else can I say? He's 38 and he likes fishing and shooting and, you know, country life. So he's fairly quiet and more outgoing, and he's more introvert, if you want. So that's it, really.
Are you married?
No.
Are you in love?
No.
Have you been in love?
Yes.
Okay, how did you know when you were in love, and what was the person that you were in love with like?
Boy, that's a tough one. What was she like? She was very elegant. It's right in the fairest way. And how did... I don't know. I don't know how to answer. It was a few years ago.
And how did you meet?
We worked together.